Today we're going to talk about the mitzvah in the Torah of Pnei Seva Takum Vadata Pnei Zaken, of standing for Talmidei Chachamim and older people. So there is a pasuk in the Torah, Vayikra Perek Yates, Pnei Seva Takum Vadata Pnei Zaken. The Gemara Maseches Kiddushin Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis darshins that what's the difference between a Seva and a Zaken? So the Gemara says Seva means an old person. Zaken doesn't mean an old person. Zaken is Ein Zaken El Misha Kana Chachma. Zaken is Zesha Kana Chachma, refers to someone who's a Talmud Chacham. So there's two separate mitzvahs in the Torah, one to stand for an old person, one to stand for a Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara also darshins, it says, Mepnei Seva Takum Vadarta Pnei Zaken. So we learn that it has to be a kima sheyesh ba hider and a kima b'makom sheyesh hider. So you would not have a chiv to stand b'beis hakiseh or something like that, or the beis hamerchatz, because that's not b'makom sheyesh bo hider. And then the Gemara also says the pasuk finishes with v'yareisam elokecha. They have to have Yirah Shemayim, because one might see a Talmud Chacham or an elderly person walking into a room and just pretend not to see them. And then no one's going to know that you're really ignoring the mitzvah. You just pretend that you didn't see them. So if you raise some elokecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what you saw, what you didn't see. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will know that you got to stand up. Now, the Gemara discusses, which old people do you have to stand for? So Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Tanakama both hold that Talmud Chacham, that it's only the old person that we're talking about is an old person who's a Talmud Chacham. Whereas Isi Ben Yehuda says, no, even a Zaken that's an Amma Aretz, even a Zaken that's a complete Amma Aretz, one would have to stand for. There's also Machlokas Tanayim, what kind of Chacham you have to stand for. Does the Chacham have to be of a certain age, or even if he's very young? So Tanakama holds only if he's an older Chacham. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds even if he's a younger Chacham. The Gemara uses the terminology when describing an older person who doesn't fit the bill of a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara uses terminology of Zaken Ashmai. The Gemara uses such a terminology that a Zaken Ashmai is someone who's a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara says, Yachal afilu mipnei Zaken Ashmai. I might think you even have to stand for Zaken Ashmai. Talmud Lomer Zaken. That's why Zaken like qualifies Seva. That the old person you have to stand for can't be a Zaken Ashmai. So what exactly does Zaken Ashmai mean that you don't have to stand for? So Rashi says Zaken Ashmai must be someone who's very wicked, a Rasha. When the Gemara uses the term Amaretz, it doesn't just mean someone who doesn't know that much. When the Gemara uses the term Amaretz, it usually means it in a very derogatory way. People who are out to get the Talmidei Chachamim, you learn in Maseches Pesachim, a whole Amud, that how you're not allowed to travel with an Amaretz because they're going to kill you and you can't marry your daughter off an Amaretz, and all sorts of horrible things about Amaretzim. So Amaretzim doesn't just mean a sweet guy who doesn't really know that much. But anyway, so Rashi says an Amaretz and a Rasha, that's the only person that qualifies as Zaken Ashmai. Tosos, however, says, no, Zaken Ashmai means a guy who doesn't know that much. And you don't have to stand for a guy who doesn't know that much. This is very Nogei Lemais of this Machlokes Rishonim. Because if you hold like Rashi, then any time an older person walks into the room, L'chari, you should have to stand up. You should have to show the proper kavod. If you hold like Tosos, no, Zaken Ashmai is, if the guy is not a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't really know that much, you don't have to stand up. So if you're, it happens all the time, you're on a subway or something, and someone walks in, so every time someone walks in, you have to get up. There are a lot of people that are much older. So the question is also, how old is old? But before we get to that, there's also a discussion that we've shown him, what is a Yannick V'chachim? The Gemara has this machlokas about a young Talmud Chacham. Do you have to stand for a young Talmud Chacham? So the Beis Yosef says, Yannick, young, means under 70. That's young Talmud Chacham. Whereas in Shibali Aleket, quoted by the Beis Yosef, he says, no, Yannick V'chachim means someone under 13 years old. Less than a bar mitzvah. Yannick, literally very young Chacham. They tell that story about Rav Moshe Feinstein, that when Rav Moshe was very young, his father, Rav David, was meeting with a bunch of other Rabbanim. Rav Moshe, I believe at the age of whatever it was, 10, 11, I think, knew Baba Kamba Metzia Baba Basra Balpeh. I think that was his... So he walked into the room, and all the Talmidei Chachamim stood up for him. And the father got very upset. You're going to turn my son into a Baal Gaiva? How could you do this? You can't stand up for him. I think that's the story they say with Ramosha. He didn't turn into such a Baal Gaiva. It was okay. I think he was known as a pretty humble person. But that's the discussion of what Yannick V'chacham means. Because you could argue between 13 and 70, that's a regular Talmud Chacham. Right? Yannick V'chacham implies someone very, very young. And that's not so Nogei Lemaisa anyway. But what about someone who is old? How old is old? When we say that you have to stand for a person who's elderly, let's assume, like Shitas HaTosfos, that standing for an elderly person means a Zaken HaShmai would mean let's assume like Shitas Rashi rather, that Zaken HaShmai would mean only someone who's a Rasha, and a normal old person you got to stand for. So how old is old? What does it mean, a normal old person you'd have to stand for? So based on the Gemara, the way the Gemara understands it is Zaken is a reference to the Talmud Chacham, Seva is a reference to an old person. So how old is Seva? What does the word Seva mean? So thank God there's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos that tells us how old different stages in life are. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ben Shivim L'Seva. Ben Shishim L'Zikna, Ben Shivim L'Seva. When you're talking about Zaken in terms of age, it would mean 60. When you're talking about Seva in terms of age, it would mean 70. So it would mean a person who's 70 years old or older, there would be a chiv to stand for. Unkelus translates Seva as referring to a Talmud Chacham and Zaken as referring to an old person. If that's the case, then it would be 60, right? That the old person that you would have to stand for would have to be Ben Shishim L'Zikna, would have to be 60. So generally, so usually, you're not sure. You don't go interview the person, you know, how old? Can I see a birth certificate? Are you from the Dominican Republic? You know, you don't go through a whole interview. So usually, you just be machmir, and we would not rely on the chazaka. Rav Avadia has all tshuva on this. Should you rely on the chazaka? That a person had a chazaka that when he was born, that they were less than 70. Most people when they're born are less than 70 and less than 60. So they have a chazakah that they're not yet a zakein. So if you're in the Suffolk area, so maybe you should rely on the chazakah. So Rav Avadia says, no, there are lots of reasons not to rely on the chazakah. And Yechav Das, Chel Gimel, Simen Ayin, he writes, first of all, it's Efshar Levarer. And when any chazakah, anytime it's Efshar Levarer, the Metzias, so you don't rely on the chazakah. Second of all, it's Asuya Lishtanos. There's no greater chazakah, Asuya Lishtanos, that's likely to change than the chazakah of a person's age, because it changes every single second. And also, Safik Daraisa Luchumrat. So Din Daraisa we're playing around with over here. Mitzvah Daraisa, to stand for an elderly person. So Safik Daraisa, we would go Luchumrat. Now, the halachic issues. What about today? You're in Eretz Yisrael. There are a lot of non-from Jews walking onto buses. When you take a bus, you have to stand every single time. So Rav Vazner writes in the Tshuva, Chelek Tes, Simen Kuf Tzadik Ches, that it really depends on the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos in terms of the definition of Zaken HaShmai. So he says, no, so let's come to a psak. What is it? When a Zaken is not an evil person, he just doesn't know very much, do you or do you not have to stand for him? So Rav Vazner concludes, based on a Ritva, that you don't stand for him. You do not have a Chiyuv to stand for him. You certainly are permitted to be machmir, and it's certainly appropriate to be machmir to show kavod. Now, how long do you have to remain standing? So the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, says that when he's within four amos of you, that's when you got to start standing until he passes beyond you. That's when you could sit down. What if he stays within the four amos? He stays around and he doesn't leave. So do you have to remain standing the whole time? So there's a Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed. Tells a wild story of an Eishes Chaver who came into the Beis Din and the Dayan wasn't sure what to do. If I stand for her, it's going to look like that I'm showing favoritism because she's an Eishes Chaver. If I don't stand for her, I'm violating a mitzvah. So what do I do? So he had someone throw a goose at his head so that he would have to jump up out of his seat as soon as she walked in. And that's, you know, the simple solution to the problem of whether you should or shouldn't stand. And that way he was able to stand, but it was evident from the Gemara that he then sat down. But she didn't go anywhere, she stayed there the whole time. So the implication is, if the person's going to stay there the whole time, Rabbi Pesach Frank writes in the tshuva that the implication is that she would that the chiyuv runs out. You don't have to stand there the whole time if they stay in place. Now, what about women, elderly women? So Minchas Chinuch and Reishon and Zayin Oz Dalet says it depends on Zaken HaShmai. That if you hold that a Zaken HaShmai is only a Rasha, so a woman is not a Rasha just because. But if you hold it's din in Talmud Chacham, a woman would never have the status of a Talmud Chacham. What if she is a Talmud Chacham? What if she does have the? It still wouldn't have the status of a Talmud Chacham, because Talmud Chacham, you're standing for the person who did a mitzvah of Talmud Torah and was a mitzvah v'yosa. A woman was an ena mitzvah v'yosa at best. So perhaps the Rav Vazner writes you wouldn't stand. Rav Vazner says, even if you're machmir for a suffix of 60 by a man, you don't have to be so machmir for a woman. Again, not lemaisa. Lemaisa, you stand for a man, you stand for a woman, you should stand up, show respect to it's appropriate to show respect to everybody. You stand for Minchas Chinuch, argues that there's no value in standing for a learned woman over any other woman, but Lemaisa, so what? So you should stand for any older woman that looks like she might be in the 60 to 70 range. Now, it should be pointed out, the standing is not just a show of kavod. Beyond that, it's also, if the person has nowhere to sit, so you should wait till they have where to sit. If there's only one chair left, and you have it, and you stand, and then they walk in, and then you sit, so that's not really that helpful. That's not a great show of kavod. A greater show of kavod would be to then let them sit in your seat, and then you'll remain standing or until another seat frees up, right? That's part of the idea of showing the proper kavod. There is significant discussion in the Achronim about an eishes chaver. Taz in Yerodei Reishman Beisiv Katan Yadalit has a machlokas. If a Talmud Chacham dies, what about his almana? And there's a further machlokas. What if she got remarried to an amaris? So she retained the status of an eshes chaver. You have to look at what the mechayiv is by an eshes chaver. Is it her current support of Torah, or is it what she's done, like a lifetime accomplishment award? You know what she's done in her life. But an eshes chaver, there's definitely a chiv, a special chiv. That's the Gemara in Shavuos, to stand for an eshes chaver. Halach lemaisa, we stand for talmid chachamim. We discussed once about standing for parents. We stand for parents. Unless it makes them very uncomfortable, we stand for older people, and standing for them means not just standing stam, but showing a sign of respect, making it a kimashish behidr, where they appreciate that you're trying to show them respect, where you offer your seat or you go over and help them if they need help walking somewhere, and not to just go like this, you know, to make the bounce, and as they continue to struggle to walk by and find a seat, you have to. There's one of those halachas that you need to. It's very very easy to sometimes lose sight of the spirit of the law. We need to retain the spirit of the law as we observe the letter of the law as well.